already their superstar.
Go.
All right, we're here with JCS and Shirley Faircloth. Shirley, welcome. I have a question. Statutorily, is this one that we've got to have every year? So here's what I'm wondering. We love having you here. I mean, we love it.
But is it really
is this, I mean, can we statutorily just have this thing submitted? And if we have questions, reach out and say, come on over, and we can do it as part of our final budget work session if we have questions. But the reality is, as I go through this, I don't have any questions. And so you're coming over here and taking time out of your day to go through something that frankly, doesn't change all. I mean, you know, we're doing what we do. Give me your thoughts.
You do not have to meet with any of the departments. You can just have everybody submit budgets and you make the determination.
No, but I see the rationale to do it with everybody.
But I'm just saying to you, no, there's no statutory reason for you to meet with, if there are departments like this that you're like, why are we meeting? This is pretty much a given.
Yep.
Then you can pick and choose.
Paul, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's like Rick said, we love having you come over, but something like this, and even with the human services, you know, I think you could submit your budget, and if we've got questions, we can contact you. And, I mean, because the majority of this stuff, it is what it is. We have to pay it, we're going to pay it, and unless there's something you guys have questions with that you want to discuss, but, you know, we're always here, and you come over, you know, and make your report. So, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to just having you guys submit this in the future, and if we've got questions, we'll go from there. But as long as we've got you here today, we'll...
Yeah, let's do what we do. But for next year, let's plan on you go ahead and submit just like you submit, and then if we have questions, we'll reach out
okay. And
have you come over. If that's okay with you, I mean, maybe you want your day.
And we really are different. We don't have county employees.
Right.
You know, and that's the biggest share in your other budgets. And I can kind of point out a few things.
I will be checking into and kind of following up with the board. Do you want me to run through?
Yeah,
line
just
by line?
While we're here, let's just go.
Okay. The vehicle fuels and maintenance, that van is not being utilized as much as we had anticipated. So that is something that I would not be looking at recommending to the board to replace. I would like to keep it. We have minimal expense. We're asking for $1,000 in that line item. But as it's 9 years old, as it gets older and would need some maintenance, I don't know if the county has a vehicle fleet. That would be one of those items I'd like to discuss with the board, or how you maintain vehicles. Is that each department?
It's each department.
Yeah,
we're getting ready to roll, so we've got, how many cars do we have with CLP now? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't know off the top of my head. But I thought at one point in time somebody said 30.
Yeah, so we've got multiple vehicles right now as part of our community life program that, frankly, we're not going to need as we go. And so we've been looking at two things with those vehicles. First of all, some of them need to go away. But a few of the nice ones, either replace other county vehicles. So, like, our Board of Health has an older vehicle. I think the old sheriff's – no, has the old EM
– emergency
management vehicle. And so, but improve our vehicle stock there. And I could even see the same kind of thing with the vehicle that you have, and then work our way through it. Especially if it's one you don't need. Now, Community Services has a few vehicles, and what I don't know is, if you're using it so rarely, is there a vehicle available? I know our van over here, Board of Supervisors has a van that we don't use very often, and it would sure be available if you guys needed something from time to time.
And that's what, if we could share with somebody, or you have that as a possible, you know, that we'd check it out. I think it would save the county some money, and then we would still be able to serve everybody's.
Well, let's do that when it gets time for replacement.
Okay.
We're not going to realize anything
today,
on this.
But is there a point person that I should contact once we get to that?
Does Darla handle that through? I mean, it's the Board of Supervisors, but I think Darla.
Yeah, Darla. If you need it, then Darla, you call Darla over here, and she'll reserve it for you.
Okay. But as far as once we get to look where we need to move that vehicle?
Then you're going to probably have to come to us and the board and see what the status is, because we don't know what we're going to have at CLP until we're done.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think that the smartest thing maybe for us to do is once we figure out the vehicles at CLP, make sure that every, you know, that we can update the fleet that Community Services has.
Right.
Because I know the VA director would like to have a vehicle available. So maybe if we have to add one vehicle there, you know, or update one vehicle.
Well, go to one vehicle that maybe VA and Juvenile Court Services
right.
share. That's in the community services fleet, but it is not assigned to anything. There's a way to do it.
Okay.
And if you're okay with it, what we'll do is we'll just keep in mind as we're reviewing the whole fleet that the only thing you need is you need to have availability of a vehicle occasionally when you need one.
Correct.
But we're not going to worry about a whole lot about, oh, we need a JCS vehicle.
Correct.
Okay. So we'll leave that 1,000 in there for now, and we're going to know more as we get deeper into the spring.
Okay.
Okay.
The next line item is the communication equipment. Judge Owen has used his personal cell phone ever since he was appointed judge for Story County. One question for Lisa is, how long do I leave this line item on here?
I'm going to inactivate it right now because it's almost to the point where it's not going to matter anymore because
okay.
we're 3 years out. I'll just inactivate it so it won't show up.
Okay. Thank you. The Toledo Juvenile Home, obviously that has not reopened. Do not expect that if we do get a girls state training home, don't anticipate it's going to be at Toledo from the winds in the legislature at this point. I have zeroed out that amount and certainly would be coming to the board if at any point we do have a girls state training school. That would be a mandated expense.
Sure. But. And help me remember, we took those dollars this year and shifted them to YSS. You guys, with your blessing, we shifted those dollars to YSS to use on security updates. Of
security
the
at Rosedale,
and
I think.
Security and maintenance.
At Rosedale.
Yep.
But that was a one-time only thing. George is not expecting that that's going to be anything in perpetuity. Okay.
I've had that conversation with George.
And
so.
We have not paid that. How is that? How is he requesting those dollars?
We should get an invoice that we forward on to you so
okay.
I can follow up with Danette to make sure that that hasn't got lost.
As I recall the conversation we talked to George about, it was real and actual expenses,
okay.
and so maybe they're waiting
until they start to do the work.
Okay. I think they're going to do some windows or something, weren't they? Some window work, and so maybe
yep.
they're waiting until the weather gets
yep.
better.
And locks on some doors.
Correct.
And just a note while we're talking about this, and this is not, it has historically been budgeted in the supplemental fund because the supplemental fund said you could specifically pay for the Toledo Juvenile Home.
Mm-hmm.
So by reallocating those funds, I'm going to have to switch that to the general fund also because it's not a Toledo Juvenile Home cost. And
for this year.
For this year. And what George is doing there does not fall under a supplemental.
So our general fund for FY15 went up by 30 and our supplemental went down by 30.
Correct.
Okay. Which we're fine on capacity on both of those.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Correct. I just wanted to make sure you understood the reasoning.
Well, I didn't know it until you said it, but I appreciate it. Yep.
The next line item is personnel items. We're requesting $100. We have not used that at all in the last couple of years, but it's a minimal amount. It's an emergency and something that we would be able to get our hands on relatively quickly if we need to buy a bus ticket to get somebody home. So I would like to leave that in there. Rosedale Shelter, the county does put in a share to guarantee those bed spaces. We are monitoring and meeting regularly with Rosedale staff and DHS. I've had some concern that DHS looks at Rosedale as a statewide shelter facility, and that's the way the contract is written. However, the board puts in money, and I want to ensure that we're serving Story
right.
County clients. We've met with law enforcement and are using our Child Welfare Emergency Services, CWIS. So by having that extra additional dollars, we are ensuring that Story County residents are being served. There have been a couple occasions where we've had to have a child sleep on a couch, not have a bed, but we have been able to address that emergency situation and have that cooling off period for the family and then work on resolving those issues. So we see that as a necessary increase.
Okay.
I was going to say that the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 line items there, the shelter, the employment assistance agency, public education, and outreach all come through a YSS contract, basically.
Correct. Yep. And actually, I think the next, yeah, they're on down until we get to protective living. Those are all under that YSS contract.
Right, right.
I am meeting with Deb Shildroth next week. We are looking at some asset funding and some then money that is going through her department to look at those YSS funds and can we streamline that somehow and make it simpler for each agency department to understand that and also for the board. So Deb or I will be reporting back to the board with some updated information after we have a time to go through that in a more detailed fashion. Employment assistance, I'm not asking for any increase on that line item. Looking at an increase for agency services is family counseling, in-home counseling, within, and it covers the whole county. Public education is really our after-school programs, and that is one of the areas that gets hit in a lot of other ways. Those prevention dollars tend to get ate up pretty quickly, and so your support has allowed those after-school programs to continue. The outreach at Nevada, I'm requesting a increase there by $2,000, and that would be having the office and services here in Nevada in the eastern part of the county. And then the protected living is for the detention costs. While clients are in detention, their Title 19 does not work, so any medical costs that arise out of that, the board is also paying for those. That figure is extremely difficult to predict, but looking at our usage, I've recommended that we leave that at the same. That would be a mandated expense, so as we watch that, if there's any changes, that's something that I'd notify the board as the year goes on.
And that is also one that we identified, Jessica and I identified as something that can be funded from the supplemental because it is a mandated juvenile court expense.
Yep.
And I did put that last one in myself, that IDSA grant. You'd left that blank, but it is it's up and running again this year. There was one year that it didn't get applied for. But since then it has, so I manage that from my end with YSS submitting their quarterly information.
Okay, thank you. And those are pass-through dollars.
Correct.
And it's still at
$10,000. $10,000. Yeah, it's a substance abuse grant that is done.
So my only question here, Shirley, is the going back up one to the protected living. And walk me through, so we're at, I understand they're mandated services and we're going to pay what it costs us, and so we're really trying hard to get a good placeholder in there, but at the end of the day, whatever we spend, we're going to spend. So we're at 35% for the year, and you know, when I look back to last year, we were under $100,000, and then we were over $100,000 for those few years. Just talk me through where you think we really are this year, or is it just so unknown?
It's unpredictable in a couple of different ways. One is we don't know the number of clients that are going to need that level of care based on the charges that we may be receiving and what kind of if we need a locked environment. And then the second thing we're looking at is waiting lists for placement, so that there are times where, you know, we have an approval for bed at a group home, but they haven't come up on the waiting list, and so we've got to keep individuals in a secure facility until that time. Some of the things that have helped us reduce that over the years is our electronic monitoring that we're doing, so mm-hmm. we're putting GPS units on some of those clients and being able to get them back in the community pending that placement.
That $40,000 is not a quarterly billing, it's a monthly billing as we go. So that is truly where we're at halfway through the year, basically.
So, you know, it is really up to the board that it is going to be one of those expenses we're going to have to pay if you prefer to lower that. You know,
yeah, I mean, I look at that and I say, okay, so we were at 110 in FY14, and then we had this conversation and we moved it to 115 this year. But I just happen to think that 110 is probably, when you look at where we've been and what our averages are, that 110 is probably a reasonable assumption, knowing that it could be more than that, and we'll have to just figure it out if it is.
I quite frankly, think it could be $100,000 and be fine. That's my personal opinion.
Yep. And the only reason I'm hesitant is I look back and I say in FY13 we used $109,000.
Yeah.
And so all I'm trying to get to, Lisa, is this, we've made a reasonable grab at what this will be. And I just think it's 110. I think 100 is really, really good. I just think 110 is it's really, really reasonable and maybe a touch high.
Yeah, I'm going to reestimate for this year down to 100 for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Just for reestimation purposes.
Can we plug that in? So we'll take
put
five
110,
out.
Yeah, and then yep. Put 110 for next year.
So 480, 100 is where we end up. Anything else we need to talk about?
Just an for information, YSS, when they submitted their request, had requested for some new funding that had not been in the past. And from our meeting prior to submitting a budget request, one of the things the board had indicated was no new proposals. But I just wanted you to be aware that some of the things they were looking at helping to fund were telehealth, psychiatric evaluation and medical management, nurse care coordination, and then foster care AMP program has been on here previously, as has pregnancy prevention and family foster care, and I did not recommend that we increase those.
Tell me how, if any, that dovetails with their request to asset.
That's why Deb and I are meeting. We really want to look at their asset request and then what the board is putting forth the programs. I've let George know, you know, that we want to really kind of review that. This has been prior to me working in Story County. I think, you know, we've had different funding streams, and I think it's just a good time to sit back and go, okay, where is the money coming to what programs and how does it all fit together? So I'll have more information when I report to the board in February.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. As another informational update, tell me about the new DCAT. So we've got a new DCAT coordinator. Our former DCAT coordinator went to work for the state. I haven't met her yet. I missed the last Friday's meeting.
And I was not at last okay. Friday's meeting right. either. But Natalie was the school liaison officer at Ames Middle School, so was familiar with Story County. And she has also done some tracking and some groups that have been subcontracted through juvenile court. So Friday was her first day. I think she's meeting with Darren tomorrow to go over some of the contract negotiations, but is not new to the area, is familiar with services.
Good. Thank you very much. Anything else we need to talk about with Shirley?
I don't think so.
Shirley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
You too.